casually lit. More like stupid as shit. Am I right? Oh, fuck it. Just listen to it. It's casually lit.
Oh, my God.
What's
We're
up,
back. Everyone? What's up, everybody?
Hello.
I was going to have a clever saying like I used to do and then stop and then go, oh, this is Jason. Casually lit. I don't have a clever saying right now.
Oh.
What's up, everybody?
I did. I heard it.
You're listening to Casually Lit. I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Jay again.
Oh. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
Where's Rhodey at? Oh, that's right. He really did quit. Everybody thought I was joking.
Rhodey got really fat.
He can't get over anymore. He can't get through the door because he's not ADA compliant.
Oh, my God. Y'all are really insulting Rhodey.
Well, it's depression. Depression's not a joke.
I was actually insulting Jay.
Well, whatever. I don't really understand how.
I get it. He was transposing that you were Rhodey and you're fat.
Oh, gosh. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. You and transposing, Jay.
Okay.
Transposing. Is that the correct word? I like that word. It sounds like a good word. I used the word mediate today and I had to go back and change it. I was like, oh. I hate when I'll say something big and then I'll go Google it. And I'm like, dang it. That was the wrong context.
I used the word opulent and this was yesterday. And somebody who's like super word dude, like he writes stuff, was like, this doesn't ever happen to me, but give me a definition for that.
I was like, what does it mean? Yeah.
You don't know what opulent means?
No.
Opulent is fancy. Like,
oh,
opulent.
So
opulent,
yeah, I'm
like over the top.
I'm opulent every day. I'm good with that.
Right. Right. This is like over the top fancy. Like diamonds on your food.
Kind of like opulent prime.
Good try.
Fancy transformer.
Gotta get warmed up.
Just picture this diamond ass transformer shot with a necklace on. Hey girl, what are you doing tonight? I don't know why. That's not a fancy way to talk.
No. Like,
madam. Is that madam?
Maybe it has an English accent.
Madam.
Like, well, English.
We know I'm not doing
it. Nope, because as soon as you do, it'll be Russian.
To be fair.
To be fair.
I go to play. I fancy.
I'm opulent Russian.
Don't talk shit to me.
I fuck you. I fuck you.
I will kill
you.
No,
I fuck you.
I will kill you. You son bitch. Yeah, I don't do the accent so well, for those of you that don't know.
He dies, he dies.
This is one of Jason's weak points as far as voice acting is concerned.
Well, the accent game me and Jason played was pretty fun.
Yeah, there's a previous episode and video clips on Facebook, but there's a previous episode where we did the accent game, and it was a lot of fun.
I did not win.
I did not win, I believe.
I think I won.
Chris did win, probably, because he wins everything. You won the 80s cartoon thing we did, too.
Yes, I did.
I don't know if you guys remember or not, but I won a little thing we called the sports quiz. It was like the first thing we ever did. I won that. Just saying.
I do remember that, Jay. That was the only thing that... Who won the baby food thing? Was it you or Caitlin?
It was not either of us. Neither of us. It was probably Caitlin.
Yep.
But I thought for sure I had it in a bag, but I'd never tasted any of the pre-made baby foods before. Ooh. And they all were horrible. They didn't taste like anything, like, at all.
The best one was the chicken and gravy or something like that.
The ham and gravy was the worst.
you said, like, peas or something. It's like, oh, I don't ever want to eat that.
Liquefied ham.
Ooh.
Liquefied ham.
for sure, that's not real ham. They all say meat. That is so gross.
Yeah, it's pure. Like,
who wants pureed meat for dinner? We did it. We took our hand this weekend at making baby food this previous weekend, which Jay's done it for a long time.
Yep.
So it's nothing new to you. Yeah, you just steam whatever the hell you want, stick it in a blender, blend it up, and be like, bam, here you go, baby, eat it.
Yep.
It's pretty.
And you can freeze it in ice cubes.
Yep.
And then put it in a bag, and then.
It's so simple. I'm like, should probably do that, people.
Microwave it for like 30 seconds.
But was it good?
I enjoyed it.
It literally just tastes like whatever you made because there's no preservatives and you cooked it the way that you would cook a food.
I started wondering. I was like, maybe this is how I could eat my vegetables. Just put an ice cube in your mouth and suck on it. Like popsicle vegetables.
Just freeze them into smaller pieces and just swallow them so you don't have to taste anything. Like things you don't like kale, just freeze it into like smaller pieces and just swallow them. I'm kale so pills. Fucking healthy.
What are y'all doing? I'm swallowing my kale pills.
Just Python. Kale. Python action. Python.
Oh, this is on YouTube. Oh, that movie. Yeah. I forgot there's visuals now too.
Yeah, for those of you, we're gonna be going live on YouTube and posting the video. That's the more important thing. As long as it doesn't fall off,
or Chris messes it up, because you can see his head's right there. He's the one on the computer.
Yeah,
right?
I hope that you right can still here. See both of us. I hope Chris isn't just blocking all the sexiness over there.
Right here.
Hi.
There it is, right there. Oh, you gotta watch the video. There's your key to watch video.
Yes. But definitely, if you want to make baby food, it's ridiculously easy.
Literally, like you were saying, steam it or bake it or do whatever. Turn it into something soft. Put it in a blender. We actually registered for the Ninja Blender.
Ooh.
On our first baby
Ninja
registry, because we just wanted it to make baby food, and somebody bought it for us.
We have a KitchenAid blender.
Yeah.
That we got for our wedding, and this was the first time we used it.
Yeah.
6 years.
Yeah. But it's so easy, and it's so much cheaper than baby food. If you're priced baby food, shit's expensive.
Yep.
It's like $2 a jar.
For 4 ounces, yeah.
Yeah. And you did like one yam's worth and got like 10 ounces?
Yeah, 10, 12.
And you paid like 30 cents for that yam?
And then maybe 10 cents for the bag. You freeze it, put it in the bag, Ziploc.
Yeah.
And then when it's time to eat it, put it in the thing, microwave it. Bam, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, baby. Let's eat this.
Yep. Our favorite was the butternut squash, because you got the most out of it.
We did butternut squash and mixed it with something. Maybe carrots? Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Some squatter not bosh.
And then when the baby doesn't like it, you just pour sugar in there?
Just pour plain... Like, you just have high fructose corn syrup in a jar. I've never used this before, but this seems like the time. Do you have any xanthan gum?
It's weird. I got all these preservatives here. Bleach, because you got to bleach the sugar, you know, first.
True. Just a little bit, though.
It's got to be white.
Just a little bit, though.
My sugar has to be white.
Why don't you buy white sugar? No, it's got to be all natural. Yeah, I got the sugar in the raw, bleached it at my own house, and then put it in my baby food.
All natural bleach. What is that?
Yep. It has less of a smell.
Oh.
Naturally made in Pennsylvania.
Illegally, like, that's like meth, making my own bleach.
That's right.
Chemicals.
Oh my God.
that must be how they do it, though. Xanthan. What the xanthan gum? Oh, what does that look like?
I know what xanthan gum is.
Yeah?
So xanthan gum, it's actually, I do believe it's plant-based.
Oh, okay.
It is something that helps keep particulate in suspension so that it doesn't settle out. So if it's like a thin liquid and you want the pulp to stay in suspension, you put xanthan gum in there and it helps it to suspend. So it's actually not really bad. I just couldn't think of any of the other bad ones.
Sounds terrible, though. There's a lot of hydrogenated oil. I'll never forget when my dad, it was like 15, 20 years ago. Yeah, hydrogenated oil. Throwing it all away, man. He's like, no more of this crap. So we really couldn't have chips, because every chip on planet Earth had that in there. Now they just lie. They say it's not in there, but it is.
Right.
You lie in sex.
Jason is now either a conspiracy theorist or an expert in the food realm.
Both. No. I'll never forget when I was having an argument with my dad, and I just took the organic sticker off one and put it on the other and said, prove me wrong.
Damn. That's good. I like that.
He got mad.
I bet he did.
Didn't go so well for me.
I bet he didn't.
He was so mad because he asked me to stop and get something from Brookshire's on the way home.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get organic. And
I ain't eating that shit.
And I was like, that's fine. You know, I respect him. It sounds like I'm disrespecting him. I respect him. Whatever. Eat what you want. But I just took that sticker off and put it on. It's like, there you go. It's organic now.
That's a pretty, I like that. I like that. That's a good
It's like,
start.
How can you, what, there's no way to prove it. You got to follow that carrot from its inception as a tiny seed before it was pollinated.
Right.
Before it was spermed and grew up to be a big carrot.
Did you hear that, Chris?
Spermed.
Yep. Spermed. Carrots get spermed. Brought to you by Magnum Condoms.
Magnum Condoms.
Oh, God.
Chris on the ones and twos.
So they didn't drop you after last episode?
No, I still got them.
That's
awesome. I got a case of condoms that I can totally fit into.
I wonder how good it feels.
Did they send you the sizing rubber band that you put at the base?
I wonder how good it feels to walk up to a cashier with a box of those. You just throw it down and smile at them.
And be for real.
That's right.
Like, and be for real, yeah. Because I've done it before, and it doesn't feel good when you don't have a big weenie. It feels like just a lie, and they can see it on your face.
Right through you.
Yeah.
You want to buy some clothespins with that?
Here's the sizing rubber bands. Oh, cool.
That'd be just so
cool.
Just throw it up there. Yep. That's what I need.
I got a large dong. Yeah. Very large wiener. That will fit into these totally.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
I don't think he has anything going on right now with this.
That is what we came up here to talk about. Big weenies. And I can't... That stupid Eminem song where he's like... Nah, 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 big weenie. It's a terrible song.
I've never heard that.
It's so terrible.
I think you're the only one that's listened to all of the Eminem.
Is he making up like a superhero or something?
No. It's a terrible song. And I think it's on the... On the one where he was on drugs, which is like the first six albums. It's like one of those.
Yeah.
Now he's a sober, good dude. Now he's addicted to exercise.
And Haley. And Haley.
And oh, clean yep. living.
Yep, there it is. See? Look at the name of the song. Big Weenie.
Big Weenie by Eminem.
And it is. It's on the one that he was... the album's Encore, and it was the one that he was second to most on drugs. He always said that one, because that's the one where he does that. God, what is that? It's weird. Never mind. We're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
I think I know what song you're talking about, but I can't think of it.
The quarterback yells, hut, hut, till he falls down, puts his little weenie in his big butt. It's so weird.
Good Lord.
It is so.
You were better off when you said, we're not talking about this. And then you went ahead and talked about it. Like,
it's so weird.
Like, I didn't just say that.
And I really, it's weird too, because I like that song. Because then he's like, he'll say, my name is, and he goes, I forgot my name.
It sounds so stupid. It sounds like a bad song, Jason. Like, not a good song to listen to or entertaining at all.
It is so terrible.
Someone said, that's the cut. That's the cut. That's the one. That's the one that's going to get him.
I would love to be an engineer's room too for decisions like that.
Like, they're singing and you're just like blank staring through the window, like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing or why you're doing it. And they're just like going it, getting it, and just hardcore, and you're just like, no, this is gonna ruin your career.
And then they argue. Yeah, and you tell them, no, this is not good. Oh, you fucking piece of shit,
I'm a rap god. I haven't made that song yet, but I am a rap god.
Oh,
like Eminem turn like Jewish, rap god.
That's something we didn't talk about. So over the past eight months, you said rap god? Did you get to hear Machine Gun Kelly's Rap Devil diss to Eminem?
No.
Oh, you got to listen to that. No. He's dissing Eminem. There was a big rap battle. You were out of the battle. You didn't pick sides.
I heard about it. Jeez. I just didn't care. 100% heard about it and saw the talk, and I went, I don't care.
You didn't feel like it was 1999 again? You were like, yeah.
Nope.
Eminem's mad at somebody.
Nope. I went back to listening to NPR immediately and was all the wiser for it.
Very informed.
So are we going to talk about the two beers that we're drinking right now? Because they're two completely different beers.
I don't know. I'm having fun talking about Big Wheat.
and condoms.
Condoms. I am drinking a Rogue beer. This beer is awesome. Can you see it in the camera? Is that good angle, Chris?
Yeah, you can kind of see it.
Okay. I'll let you hold it up in a second. This is a West Coast Indian Pale Ale brewed on the Oregon coast. Bam. The name of the beer is Straight Out of Newport, Oregon. And they're doing like the Straight Out of Compton pose from NWA. Yes.
Might be a little racist, but okay. Yeah.
Anyways, this is great. Fantastic. It tastes like the old-fashioned IPAs that I love so much. There's no juicy or hazy in this beer.
And I was not a fan.
No juice.
Doesn't surprise me. Chris liked it. Take that.
He did. No, and that's because you guys actually like real IPAs.
Take that.
Not that nowadays IPAs aren't real. I liked nowadays IPAs better because they're citrusy and fruity, and it's kind of my thing.
Fruity.
Damn thing. I'm drinking...
ASMR.
A little ASMR there for you. Armadillo Ale Works Honey Please Mesquite Bean Blonde. I've been drinking this since it came out, like, I don't know, last year. And I'm really a fan of it.
Yeah,
it's a very good drinking beer. A trifecta of honey, malt, mesquite bean, and Texas honey come together harmoniously in this delicious, easy drinking, well balanced blonde ale. So basically, they made a blonde ale and took actual mesquite beans and brewed it with it, which mesquite beans are very, very sweet. So,
can you make coffee out of them?
I don't know.
Mesquite coffee?
Mesquite coffee. So, have you ever had mesquite beans like by themselves?
Yep.
In a crock pot that you cooked?
No. So, I like mesquite trees, so I was going to grow some.
Okay.
I picked the beans and was going to grow the seeds and actually did. But when you crack open the shell, they're very, very sticky on the outside. Well, you crack them open and it's very sticky on the inside, and then on the inside of that is where the seed is.
Gotcha.
And so I put one in my mouth and it was super sweet.
So, super sweet.
Yeah. Like sugar.
Sugar.
Yep. Like sugar.
Bleached sugar?
Like bleached sugar. No, that's sugar in the raw.
Sugar in the raw?
Yeah. You use it for raw things. I'm not going to go any further.
Sugar in the raw. While we're on the subject of breweries, I saw that this was published in an article, so I can say it now. Our good buddy Michael Harper, that's, you know, he's taught me a lot that I know.
The one that we were talking about last week that we said we couldn't talk about.
Is working at Funky Picnic in Fort Worth. Picnic Brewing. And he's going to be the head brewer.
Hell yeah.
Where is that located?
It is in Fort Worth, pretty close to RAR, so it's off of 35 South. But that's by pretty close to downtown Fort Worth if you don't know the area. Their website's up. You can already find them on Google and everything. They are on their game.
Yep.
They're not open yet, but everything's like already. It's like, dang, man. Heck yeah.
Yep.
I like when places are, you know, ready to go instead of at the end being like, how do we get on Google Maps? It's like, probably should have done this.
Why aren't we getting any traffic?
People can't find our address. You need to post that somewhere.
We posted on MapsQuest.
I called Mapsco and they added it, the longitude and latitude.
We're on C36 grid 201. Just get your 2008 Mapsco out and look at it. God, how hard is it? That's a map joke for those of you who don't know what a Mapsco is.
But yeah, I mean, I'm super stoked.
I am
Google
too.
Funky Picnic. Just give it a like, please. Follow what they do.
Funky Picnic.
I like the name. It's also going to be a restaurant, too. I keep leaving that part out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yes, they got some food.
Well, I found out this week why Michael acted weird when I saw him at the Christmas party. Because we talked about it last week, how he was like, hello, Jay. And I was like, hey, Michael, it's good to see you. And he was like, okay, cool. And I felt a little, like, off-put, and I didn't know why he didn't like me anymore. But turns out he has had the wrong number for me for the last 3 years and has been texting me for 3 years, and I have responded 0 times. So that might be the reason for the cold shoulder.
That's so awesome.
But it was all brought back together because of this beautiful podcast.
Always.
Because he had a group message going with the guys talking about how he liked the show, and I never responded, and then when Jason was like, hey, that's not his number, dude.
That's the real reason I brought it back, was because I was tired of not having friends.
Right.
I don't have any friends. They're like, yeah. Oh, you don't have the microphone?
Yeah.
We'll hang out later, dude.
I'm not going to sit with you for an hour if you don't have a microphone in front of my face.
I got to promote something. What are you even in? Nothing. I just want to promote something.
Nothing, yeah.
No,
but he did say, dude, I don't know who has that number, but I have been sending some really messed up memes for 3 years to that number. So whoever it is probably thinks I'm a weirdo. Yeah, that's fair.
And possibly some dick pics.
And he didn't say that.
Did
not say that.
It's not really his style. But he is
also the head brewer at a brewery we just said was a really good place to go. Said their name a whole bunch of times, followed their page, and then you said he sends dick pics to his friends. Good job
on helping with probably.
Marketing. Not the first time a web has gotten Michael in trouble. We'll just put that down. It's not the first time. I'll never forget what the one of his previous things. He's like, I think Jay got me in trouble.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, that was a solid bad move on my part.
Now I'm regretting ever saying that I'm sorry, Michael.
We rewound all that.
It's hard to rewind the live video, which sucks, but whatever.
Well, we'll figure it out.
I'll do that Nicolas Cage thing where you can rewind time. That stupid fucking movie.
Figure it out.
Dumb movie.
Figure it out.
What movie was that?
Next. Him and Jessica Biel. Forgot Jessica Biel was in it. I was like, oh, hey.
Was that like Click?
It was called Next. Click was so fucking stupid. Anything that Adam Sandler in sucks, and I hate Adam Sandler, except for Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
When he was good.
How do you have 400 movies and only two of them are good?
Because it's pre-Chris Farley dying.
That's facts. Kind of dark. That's true.
Oh, Mr. Deeds is pretty good.
I don't really like Adam Sandler because he tries to do those voices still.
I just realized when doing stuff on Chris's back, he can see what I'm doing.
You just like look at him like, the fuck did you just say? And he's like, whoa, hey, I guess I just moved myself.
Well, that's what I did. I was just shaking my head and he started laughing. I was like, oh no, he can see
he's
me.
He's literally watching us. Yeah, it's
like, oh crap.
He's got his back turned to us most times for those of you who haven't seen a video. But this time he has his back turned to us, but a camera is pointed at us for the live YouTube, and he's watching that screen. So he's watching us react poorly to his bad decisions.
I'm glad he just didn't see the middle fingers and the, you know, all the hand signals I've been doing.
All the
gay
butt
please
stuff.
Gay butt stuff.
Sounds like a man's name from Russia.
Gay butt stuff.
It does. Very much does.
How are you doing? I'm gay butt stuff.
So. I remembered last week, when we were talking about the beers and drinking and whatnot, and you were like, since Jay's here, let's just go back to the old days and just start drinking whiskey.
Yeah. Right. No, we're going to reboot. We're going to reboot the show.
Oh shit.
It's good.
I brought a whole bunch of whiskeys.
Oh, God damn.
They're all really bad ones too, because they're all in that $1 bin and they're all flavored. Yep.
Well, this one's obviously for me, Devil's Cut.
That one's actually the only one that's not flavored. There's Vanilla Jim Beam.
Oh,
there's
my God.
Evan Williams. That one's not.
Oh, there's more than three.
Oh, yeah.
This is Wednesday, not Saturday.
And then there's American Honey by Wild Turkey.
American Badass.
And then Jim Beam Apple. And then my favorite, which I think you'll love, Uncle Bob's root beer flavored whiskey.
I'm going to drink that right now. Let's go, Uncle Bob.
I'm just kidding. I'm not drinking any of these. This is a joke. Oh. But you cracked it, so get after it. Pitter patter.
It smells like root beer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here, let's show the world. Uncle Bob's. Uncle Touchy's House of Lies, right?
That was my thing.
Uncle Touchy's House of Lies. I forgot about that.
That was my Wi-Fi.
That's one of those things that will stick with me for the rest of my life. Uncle Touchy's House of Lies.
Yep.
That's fine.
Does it taste like root beer?
Yeah.
Does it taste like not your father's root beer?
Yeah, but way stronger. It's fine.
Oh, wow, it does.
I just drink
that's
that.
Not bad. That's not bad.
Chris, you want to sip this? You get down on the whiskeys, don't
Might
you?
Might as well get on this three-way.
Yep.
It's not gay when it's in a three-way, unless it's three guys. It's pretty gay.
Then it's pretty gay.
Oh, God.
Hello. Justin, hello.
I love Justin Timberlake.
Wake up your insides. So this was a $5, $6 joke.
What are you, Jim from The Office?
Hope you appreciated it.
No, I did. I kind of wanted... If it was Saturday, I would get down on all that.
Oh, for sure. But I don't want to do that.
Got to go to work.
Yeah.
Job.
El Yabo.
Pay for stuff.
Well, yep.
Got to pay for...
For El Childo.
Not the toys.
The wall of toys.
It's hard
toys.
To talk about my job. Got to pay for bills.
I got bills to pay, man, and I am paycheck to paycheck with all these toys on the walls.
It does kind of put me at a disadvantage. But no, what we are going to try here is this... beer. This is actually a rare beer.
Is it?
Yep, and it's also an IPA. It's called the 75-minute IPA. It's in between their 120-minute IPA and their 60-minute IPA, and that's not even a joke.
No, it's in between the 90-minute and the 60-minute.
Thank you.
There, buddy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's because of that root beer. Can't quite talk right.
One sip of root beer, and I am done.
And I am tea-rashed. Boy, that root beer messes me up.
So I was telling Kaylin, so in our refrigerator, we have this whiskey that's, I didn't give you, don't get all that if you don't want it, because I definitely want it. I know you don't, you're not a huge.
You know what the fuck Jason just said to me? Do not drink all that fucking beer. Get a taste. I'm drinking the rest of it because this is my fucking beer. You know what? I brought a bomber. You can have a sip of it later.
Well,
I'll just go fuck myself.
No, because our previous conversation when I gave you the IPA was the face that you made. Right. Made me feel guilty for bringing an IPA.
No, I love IPAs. I just, that one was,
that's this one's, old school. This one, that's a little danky on the smell there.
Ooh. That was a little danky. A little rank-a-dank. Chris, you want whiffy-poof?
Oh, that is malt heavy. Hello, malt, my old friend.
It's not good on an IPA.
I'm not
How old is it?
I'm not a... It should be new. If it's not, I'm going to break someone's face at Total Wine.
That's pretty good.
Yep, it is old. God damn it. I'm going...
How old is it?
I forgot to check the date, man. I just... Total Wine never lets me down, and I didn't even check. 11-1.
Is that old?
Yeah.
It is?
3 months. 11, 12, 1, 2. It's only 2 months.
2 months.
It shouldn't be this bad.
It's not bad. Tastes
ale,
pretty good.
Ale this isn't even... Well, it says IPA, but then it says ale brewed with maple syrup.
What?
Ale brewed with maple syrup.
Ale brewed.
It's got some of that Aunt Jemima in it.
A little bit. At least it's not bitter. I was going to say.
It's not bitter at all.
No, you can have the rest since it's not bitter.
You're like, I don't want
to. No, actually, I like
since it. This sucks.
It's fine. I just, like I said, the face you made earlier today made me go, shouldn't bring out the IPAs.
No, it's fine. This one's good. I enjoy this one. I brought another beer, too.
That's fine.
I'm on a mesquite bean kick, apparently, because my beer that we're going to do next is another mesquite bean.
Hold on, that root beer is about to hit me, and it's there.
And I'm fucked.
Gotta go to the hospital.
just all of a sudden, just start slurring your words and getting all up on your mic. And...
One of the cool parts about podcasting with you again, Jay, is that when I bring the stuff, we don't talk about it.
I'm sorry, man.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good.
I literally feel like I'm taking over shit sometimes. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Jay.
No, there's
let it be a podcast.
No, it's fine. You're great. You're great, but oh man, I'm feeling really good right now. That's not good. ABV? Jesus Christ! Proof? What's that proof it's on that root 40, beer?
I'm just playing. Or 35 since it's a flavored.
I don't even know how to read proofs or what it means.
35.
Yeah, 35. 35 proof or 35%?
35 proof.
35 proof. It doesn't matter because in the mornings now I drink a certain thing called Bang Energy. Have you ever tried
one of
those?
I've seen those. I've never tasted them.
I double dog dare you to buy one.
Why? I thought it was just protein and energy.
No protein.
I thought it was a workout thing.
Buy one Bang Energy, give it one shot,
okay.
And you're going to turn into a different person. It's like I guess it has to do with ADD a little bit too, because I go from I think wide, which I'm trying to, how can you express that in words? It's like I can think a million miles an hour in 40 different places. That's why I can rap.
Okay.
Because I can think faster than I talk.
Okay.
Obviously. But Bang goes whoop, and then I'm narrowed down and
really?
Focused like nobody's business. Yeah,
I looked it up because I kept seeing people talk about the cotton candy. What,
that's the one that I buy. That's my favorite one.
Everybody talks about it and can find it and blah, 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 or used to. And so I looked it up and it was like, I thought it was an energy drink for people who work out.
It is a workout drink. I mean, it's Monster technically, whatever. It's okay. All energy. Buy one.
Okay.
I dare you. Drink it. You're going to be like,
does it give you the jitters at all?
No. Really? It just makes me super focused and awake. It's like for about 9 hours. And there's no crash either. I don't come off of it like, ugh. You just kind of wing, go down. Yeah. I love it. It's the best energy drink I've ever drinking. My brother Ryan told me about it. He was like, hey, you need to try Bang. And I was like, I'm not trying a drink called Bang.
I'm going to go get my Bang on this morning.
And I was drinking Celsius, which is another energy drink that's really good. That also kind of focused me. And I was like, you know what? I'll give this Bang a try. And I think it's because of all the different flavors. And I saw a flavor that was like, oh, I like that. They have 400 different flavors of this Bang. And, oh, my God.
I've started drinking coffee.
From Starbucks?
Yep.
No.
Really?
Oh.
Because it's really close to the daycare. And I'm very tired. all the time.
North now. Bury broke.
Yeah, it's not cheap. $6 for my coffee.
What do you get?
A lot of the gay stuff in it. I say gay stuff. It's just ultimately, it's what most females would buy.
Okay.
And I just buy the really, really flavored coffee.
Skinny girl latte?
No, I do the white chocolate mocha with a shot of vanilla, iced, but with no whipped cream. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Because you're watching your figure.
If I'm watching my figure, I'm doing it wrong, because that drink is like 1,000 calories.
Oh, that white chocolate mocha, bro. Ugh. They have a toasted one. I don't know if it's gone yet.
Did you? Oh, the toasted marshmallow? Yeah. I'm not a fan of it. Well,
you didn't like it?
Mm-mm. Misty loves it.
I did.
Yeah.
Yep. Me and Misty have a lot in common.
You do. You're both very good looking, and I love you both deeply. And that's I've had it. Sex with you. What?
Yeah. You're like, that's where it ends.
And that's where it ends, right there.
God. Nope.
No mouth it. Kissing.
Nope.
Nope. Only done that with Jason.
I love the toasted marshmallow. And it was so, Caitlin and her sister brought them, and she was like, oh, this is weird. It's got things in it. And I was like, that's really good. And then I found out what it was, and I bought a couple. My Starbucks is once a week usually, but since I started Bang, no more Starbucks.
That you started banging girls and quit doing Starbucks?
I wake up, I'm like, I need my fucking Bang. What's wrong with you? Nothing. It's nothing.
Nothing. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I got to go by.
We may have drove at Sunday at 6 o'clock in the morning all the way to HEB because they have Bang $1 a can cheaper.
Damn.
So we may have gotten up at that. Yep. Wow. May have gotten up really early to go out there so I could buy another case.
That's dedication.
What?
That's yeah. dedication.
Yes, it is.
I thought you said it's medication, and he went, what? I'm not addicted.
I need it. I fucking need it.
I am not addicted.
I need it, Chris.
I just need one every couple hours so I don't go completely insane. No,
if I sleep more than 8 hours, I want to murder people.
So good. Oh, it's so good. But Starbucks is very, very tasty. I can't believe you're on that. I can't. Like, it takes about...
Seriously, don't want the rest of this.
No, it takes 3 times maybe for me to go to Starbucks in a row and to realize that I just spent a tank of gas and I have to reverse my whole life. I have to rethink everything.
Oh, right.
I'm like, holy shit. Right. I love Starbucks, though. I'm with you. I absolutely love it.
It's delicious.
Oh, yeah. That white chocolate mocha is my favorite. Yep. Cold or hot, whatever.
If it's cold, really cold outside and I'm cold, I will drink it hot. Otherwise, I don't care. If I'm not cold, I'm not drinking it hot. I don't like hot coffee. Mm-hmm. I like iced coffee.
Oh, the white mocha ice.
But I'm also not a coffee purist. Like, a lot of people are going to be like, how dare you?
Now, I'm going to invite you, though, to stop by at QT. They have a cold white chocolate mocha as well.
Really?
Order it. It's only $3. And it's not, of course, it's not that, but mm-hmm. it's close. It's pretty good. And it's about half the price.
I will try
it. I hunted down, like, I'll show you when we go out there. I found the, in a store, they had the white chocolate mocha, and mm-hmm. I chased it down, and we bought it, and I was like, oh, this is, you know, $4 cheaper per glass, but it's terrible.
Oh, really?
You brew the coffee in the Keurig, and then you stir in this powder, and it doesn't, you don't taste like it.
You don't taste like anything that I want in my mouth right now.
I was trying to find any way to make the white chocolate mocha without spending $6.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, oh, you can buy this chocolate syrup on Amazon, and it's like a 8-ounce bottle for $14. I was like, oh. It's like, we couldn't find it cheap. Like, it is not cheap. And then the best solution that I found was to make like mocha coffee, mm-hmm. brew that, make it, get it how you want it, and then you take white chocolate baking chips, melt that into how much you want, pour it in there, whipped cream, bam.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of fucking work for a cup of coffee.
Just depends, man. Depends on how much money you want
to
spend.
Right. That's why I don't drink coffee like at the house, because you have to do all the stuff that they do for you.
Yep.
And I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not that guy that's going to walk up to my coffee maker and be like, black coffee, I'm in love just because I need this. No, it's not my thing. I don't like the taste of coffee. I like the taste of flavored drinks.
I like the taste of chocolate, sugar.
There are times when I'm like, oh, this barista fucked this up. There's too much coffee flavor in this. Even though it's a coffee, they put too much espresso.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes they do fuck it up. I've gone back a couple times. You're like,
never gone back. Just keep drinking.
Fix this. Or burnt coffee beans. Ooh.
I wouldn't even know what that tastes like. Like burn.
There's a place in Arlington, you'll probably never be close, but right by Division. You've been to Division?
Yeah.
It's called, I don't even know. They do a white mocha. Really good.
And it's a dollar cheaper, so it's not much.
Well,
but,
there you go.
But it was really cool. We started going there every Saturday morning, but when we had Connor, the baby, because we were able to go in there, there wasn't a bunch of people in there. Mm-hmm. We'd sit down. Urban Alchemy was the name of the place.
Nice.
Yep. And then I ran into David there once. That was cool. You guys, David used to be on the podcast. We sat down and talked and had some coffee. It was the last good moment we had.
It's going to be okay, though.
I miss him so much.
Can I have some more of that root beer whiskey?
Yeah, give me that, Chris. I need it right now. I see it. Give me that bottle.
It's all gone.
No, it's not. I see it. I see it right now.
No, the fuck it's not.
No, give it to me. I'm not even playing right now.
You really
want
it?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
What is this? Bob's.
Who but put no, that in coffee?
The reason I brought up David nonchalantly and jokingly was that New Main is having their 1-year anniversary coming up.
Yep.
February.
Really?
The event is posted on the Facebooks. Everybody go to Facebook, go to New Main Brewing. It's not that hard. And you will see the 1-year anniversary party. And you're like, well, I've never been there. I've been nervous. Oh, people, this is your chance to go because David's going to have a lot of his good beers.
Ask for the beer that's named after me. It's called Jay and the Giant Peach. He doesn't have any more of it at all, but ask for it.
Maybe, yeah. Just make the demand so high.
Yep. And then he'll be like, Jay doesn't have peaches from his tree until next year. And then you go, to hell with you.
To hell with you.
Do you want to finish that off for me?
No, I don't. No, I do not.
I'm not finishing it either. How many ounces is in one of these things?
1.5. It's a shot.
That's one shot?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I remember when I was a teenager and I could take 6 shots. Now I'm an adult and I can take a half a shot.
And like,
I'm going to the hospital.
This makes me want to gag.
Yeah, I'm pretty terrible taking shots too.
Yes, he is. Chris has puked on, well, he didn't puke on me, but he puked over my shoulder. Thank God it didn't get on me. After he took some shots one time.
Shots.
That's the last time I took shots with my brother.
To be fair. I did tell you that was going to happen, and I just kind of nonchalantly just put my hand on your shoulder and then puked all in your sink with dishes on it.
Oh, yep. So gross.
Yep, sink full of dishes, puked all over him. Bro. And I went, well, you warned me.
Bro, I'm going to throw up.
And then I had to clean puke off your plates.
Yep, I did not let you just walk away from that situation. Oh, are we going to talk about what we've been watching? Because I remembered something else I watched this weekend.
I guess we'll just completely go off script. Did you not get the script in the email?
I haven't. Hold on.
That's just a joke. Rhodey did not forward you the script. I want to do a completely scripted podcast one day. That would be terrible and hard to do.
Oh, that would be bad.
60. So they say a page of script is 1 minute, so it'd have to be a 60 yep. page.
Oh, God.
Podcast. Holy shit. You guys got to memorize it.
Well, I know a guy. I know a guy that can write it for us.
Ooh. Yes, Chris can.
That's okay, good. So I like all this stuff.
Good writer. Yeah, see? Know what I'm doing.
Yeah, he's got it all written down here.
And then I had to move stuff. I hate when I'll randomly write ideas, and then I look at it, I'm like, oh, good, there's no flow here at all.
You spelled super bowel.
Oh, I did on purpose. Okay. Bowels. Okay. Okay. Fuck the Patriots. Coming out of my asshole.
Okay. I was like, you messed that up,
super
there, buddy.
Fucking stupid Patriots. Suck a dick.
Yeah. You know, Tom Brady did what Tom Brady does best. Pushes it to the end and then goes, I'm just playing, guys. I'm going to play football now. Watch. Just watch.
You sound like, are you a Patriots fan?
No.
You sound like
I don't want to see another Patriots freaking Super Bowl.
5 in 10 years.
I don't want to see another one, but.
Which, by the way, fuck them.
Okay.
Hate them.
See, I don't care about football, so it's just, this is from a non-biased point of view, mm-hmm. but fuck Patriots.
Fuck them. Hate them.
Right in the booty hole.
Don't want to talk about it. Yeah, I'm not really excited. That's what I'm. The Rams, it's like maybe they'll beat them. Maybe they'll do what Atlanta did and get up 30 points and then still lose.
Jason's just been beat down by football life.
Remember when the Seahawks were about to score, win the game, and then they threw an interception, the Patriots won?
Yeah.
Patriots always get last-minute heroic bullshit, too.
Yeah.
They don't.
One possession, 2 minutes, in no time.
Winning a game!
It's yeah. always a last but minute.
Literally
kick.
Just marched it down the field. Doot, touchdown. I win.
You know what's funny? My biggest complaint about the Patriots is what we're talking about, right? And you guys, I don't know if Chris was there. We were at my Super Bowl party.
That was there.
And then Ahmad Bradshaw, they told him not to run it in the touchdown. He got the touchdown. And you were filming me and I wasn't all excited. And you're like, why aren't you excited? And I was like, there's too much time. Uh-huh. Brady's going to win the game.
Yep.
And they didn't win. So I'm being kind of.
Yeah.
The Giants know how to stop them.
But no.
Oh, God. Fucking Patriots, man.
I saw a bird box of your foot, of your quarterback the other day. And it made me laugh.
Just throw it to Odell. The one that was like.
It just said, like, it was the bird box face over his face, and it just said, fuck it, Odell's over there somewhere. he's down there somewhere. But, it made me laugh. I didn't understand it, but it made me laugh.
But the truth is, Odell's not down there somewhere because he's always hurt.
Right. Did he blow up his hands? Is that the guy that blew up his hands?
No.
Oh, God. Oh, that was.
Yeah, that guy's
gone. Oh, with the firecrackers?
His hands were all like.
Ninja Turtle hand.
Yeah, he had four fingers.
Right, about to get in trouble.
Cool.
We can talk about what we were watching.
Okay.
So we
do we
watched...
want that other beer or no?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. It's in the freezer.
You want to get it?
Cool.
You want to go get it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Get it. Me and Chris will talk about Mortal Kombat while you're gone because you don't care about that.
Hell yeah. Talk about the new one, 11?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about... something that I didn't confess earlier that I need to confess, Chris.
What's that, Jason? I'm here for you.
So you know, and everyone else that are my close friends know, that when Spider-Man came out on PS4 in, when was this, July, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
I have my entire life been an Xbox loyalist.
It's very true.
And I'm also a Spider-Man loyalist. I was faced with a dilemma. And the better half of me, which is Spider-Man... got me to buy a PlayStation 4. And I got the PlayStation 4. What's the super one called? It's a badass one. I can't. Pro.
Yeah,
PS4 Pro. Well, I bought that PS4
Pro. Hell yeah.
I plugged it in and I played Spider-Man. And you know what happened, Chris?
What's that?
PlayStation is better than Xbox. It's a lot better than Xbox.
They got a better interface.
Everything is better.
Damn.
Oh, it sucks. Ah, I can't say online's better because I don't play online, but I'm very upset about it. Upset. So now I've been buying every game on PlayStation and completely neglected my Xbox.
Been with Xbox all this time. Shared so many warm memories.
Yep.
All the Halos.
Oh, it's worse because I had just bought a year's worth of the Xbox Game Pass and 2 years worth of Xbox.
The gold?
Yeah, and I'm like not even touching that damn thing. I'm well, like,
isn't the online for PlayStation free?
No, you have to pay. You have to be PlayStation Plus now, or PlayStation, Plus.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
So yeah, I am all for the PlayStation now.
Well, how's the Spider-Man game?
It is the best game I've ever played in my life. It's beautiful. remind me before you leave, and you can come see it on this 4K TV. Holy balls, dude! It is amazing.
Crisp.
Oh, God. I love playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey on this TV. It just makes me melt.
Nice.
So badass. It is so beautiful. Anyways, Mortal Kombat. A game that I've been playing since the arcade. So this is what's funny. They're releasing the 1-Up arcade, those little arcades. Have you seen those yet, Jay? They're awesome. So you'll go in the game movie section at Walmart and stuff. They have these little, they're like maybe 5 foot tall. You can buy them arcades now. Of like Pac-Man, all these old games, and they're full on arcades. You can sit there and play it, and they're about to release Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 on one of these arcade machines.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Well, and it's going right there.
You've already decided, huh?
Oh, fuck yeah. I am super pumped, dude. Like, oh my God, that's awesome. Like, people will come over and we can just play, you know, it's like arcade. It's full on joystick and everything.
Wow.
Doing fatalities. It's like, oh man, I will never forget. I think it was 92, 93. I must have been, I'd be about 9 or 10 years old at the skating rink, skating up to the Mortal Kombat thing and watching those big kids, as they were called then.
Yeah.
Oh, doing the fatalities and like killing people. And then one of them taught me, he's like, hey, you just hold block, hit up, up. And Scorpion took his mask off and burned him. And I was like, oh my God. And then I'll just sit there and play it.
Oh, yeah.
My mom thought I was buying Cokes and stuff. I was like, hey, can I have money for Coke? And then I'd go put it in the quarter machine and play Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
So, Chris, what was that one that we used to play at Funtime Pizza all the time?
Like the Simpsons? Simpsons Arcade?
No, the fighting game. It wasn't Street Fighter. It wasn't Mortal Kombat.
Primal Rage with the dinosaurs?
It was that, it's the one with the, I know who you talk about. It's got the chick that's in the armor.
Yep.
That you always played as.
Yep. Yep. She had the swords.
Samurai Showdown.
That was my game. Nice.
We weren't allowed to play Mortal Kombat.
No, we weren't. Weren't even allowed to watch it.
Nope.
You go play Samurai Showdown. It's so much better. There's no blood.
Yep. There was.
Yeah, just a little bit of blood, but not blood, compared blood, to blood, blood, blood. Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Do, 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 do. I love that song.
If we still had the tablet, that would have been cool.
That's my, no, that soundboard was a nightmare. That is my,
it was.
My favorite.
Kind of was a nightmare.
We used to play Mortal Kombat song on the trampoline, me and my brothers, and we'd fight each other while that song played. We'd pretend to
do a fatality?
Yeah, all the time. They're fake.
You killed them?
Yeah. Come back to life.
Oh, okay. So anyways, so you did the resurrection thing from World of Warcraft after you did the fatality.
Yes, but Mortal Kombat 11, they did a... I guess video games are changing. It's so weird. They did a whole event by themselves. You know, you normally wait for E3 and all these games, this huge-ass event. Mortal Kombat, it's like, nah, we'll do our own event. They just did this huge event
with
Mortal Kombat 11. They showed you some of the stuff. It looks pretty cool. Looks slower than the old ones. A little slower, but the graphics have gotten so...
It's gotten so fucking ridiculous.
It's like...
Really?
It's oh, like, God.
Humans,
yeah,
it's killing, like, real humans?
Dude, just rip that dude's face off and... Oh, yeah, it's pretty it's pretty good, though. I'm stoked. I mean, it sucks, though, because some of... Like, that game, you have to be good at it. You know what I'm saying, Chris? Like, you have to learn it and study it. You can't just really button it up and grab it. And it's just... It's like, I don't have time anymore. That's the worst part about...
You're like, legitimately concerned. Like, you have the face of the... Like, and the tone of your voice says... I'm actually upset that I don't have the time to waste on this.
That sucks. Like, it was a...
You legitimately care.
It was a couple weeks ago. I was like Googling how to find time to play video games.
It's like, fuck. How to find time to play video games after being a dad.
It's like, I can't find time. Where are you at, time? I need you. I'm desperately grasping for you.
That's funny.
It doesn't exist. And you know better than I do.
Wait until that kid gets older and has stuff to do after daycare.
Okay. And then I'm like, go play.
And you're like, I don't want to go to that.
But I already have these moments where he's just sitting on the floor playing with something. And I'm like, I'm going to play this game. And I'll play the game for like 5 minutes. And I'll look over at him. I'm like, I just missed 5 minutes of his life.
Oh, you get over that too.
It's like, I just ruined everything.
You get over that too.
It's like, damn it.
Yep.
In that 5 minutes, he became a man and I missed it.
Yep. Earlier, Misty was like, she said bye to you. Did you hear it? And I was like, no. She'll say bye again, I promise. It'll happen, I promise.
But yeah, I'm pumped.
I'm a good dad, damn it.
I'm pumped, but I hope you're right. And it's like, I hope. And then I'm laughing because he'll watch me play something for a little bit. And I'm like, I hope I can get one of those kids that just wants to watch games.
I love and watching games.
And not the kid that's like, give me that controller.
That's probably a pretty close thing now with Twitch and everybody just watching people playing games.
I'm like, son, you can watch me play whenever you want to.
This dude watching
Chris, you can watch me play whenever you want to. Chris, you hold Connor and entertain him, and I'll play the game.
There you go. That's not on Google. That answer's not on Google.
Hire a babysitter.
Hire Chris Webb. It's like, come and watch your baby.
Hire a babysitter while you're at home. It's like...
Can you please watch my child in that room?
That's weird.
And if they get too loud, I'm going to murder you. Yes. Not the child, the babysitter. I'm
trying to play this game. I got to follow the story. This guy's Sparta, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to have headphones on and I will not hear anything you do.
But no, I am pumped. I probably won't get it when it first comes out just because like I said, I've had Red Dead Redemption for... It's not Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, it is.
Red Dead Redemption 2. I've had it since Christmas and have logged in 20 minutes. So probably won't get Mortal Kombat when it first comes out. And that's why Resident Evil 2, which is coming out next week. You pumped for that?
That's the remake?
Yeah, is it on Xbox as well?
I'm not sure, honestly.
But I'm pumped for that.
It should be.
And I'm like, yep, not getting it. These are games that I would have bought last year when they came out. I'm not going to be able to get them until... It's like, I've also settled in my mentality, you've got to finish this before you get the next one, and then hopefully it'll be cheaper. Well, it will be cheaper.
You become a grown-up.
Yep, it's like, because there's no time. It's like, hey, I spent $60 on this, and then by the time you get to it, it's like, oh, it's $5.
Yep.
Failed. There's nothing worse. And I know Chris can relate to that too. When you buy a fucking bunch of games and then you don't play it, and then 6 weeks, 6 months later, it's like half off. You're like,
yep.
God, I'm an idiot. I would have $30 more.
It's the downfall of Steam.
I'd have $30 more if I just would have waited.
Yep.
And you don't play it at all. Yeah, well, buying games that you don't play. I've got a bunch of those too.
Can't relate at all.
Sweet. No. But I'm pumped. I think it's terrible. I guess while we're on the subject of saving money, let's open this beer.
I said, do you want to open it?
Yeah. Let's, no.
Where's this? This is the one I brought, and I want you to have the openings.
It looks like Morty on top of it.
Yeah, that's all their, most of their, I think all of them now. That's all their
Rick and,
their
Rick and Morty. You guys excited for season 4 that's never coming out?
Yeah, whenever that comes out.
And they even were like, like when they signed on for 7 more seasons,
70 like, episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, "Dude, these things are gonna come so much faster now. We're gonna pump them out. You guys aren't gonna have to wait as long. Bag y'all are dicks. Fucking liars."
Yeah. But knowing these guys, with they'll be like, "We'll wait forever," and then they're gonna be like, "Oh, here's 50 episodes."
Right.
What the hell?
I brought you a glass, Chris, if you wanted to try some.
Or they're gonna do. They're gonna do what South Park's done and been like, "We're so rich and famous, we're only gonna release 10 episode seasons." Like, it's a cartoon that's computer animated. Released.
And then taunt everybody to cancel us.
Get so mad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Hashtag South, cancel South Park. That was the hashtag this whole last season.
I get so mad that all of our shows, everything, like Netflix, 10, 8 episode seasons. I'm like, come on, bro. What happened to the good old days? You know, Office season 3 is like 28 episodes. Let's get back to that. You know, you don't seem too enthused.
It's more concise tight. Now.
Tight.
Tight.
It's old, isn't it?
No.
This is a sour, right?
Well, it's from Jester King. It's their farm. It's their farmhouse ale base, but it's been brewed with mesquite bean.
But oh, I don't taste. We're staying bean. On the mesquite bean, huh?
Yeah, that's why I brought it, because I did the mesquite bean thing. So, but yeah, it just tastes like their farmhouse ale to me. But I also don't have a refined palate.
Palate.
So things I've been watching, I'll just go ahead and do it. I finished up Letterkenny. If you haven't watched it and you think this podcast is funny, you need to watch it.
Are you comparing us to Letterkenny?
It's kind of the same type of humor.
But not better than Trailer Park Boys.
Way fucking better than Trailer Park Boys, you trash pile.
Trash pile. Ooh, can I call people trash piles? Yeah. I like that, can I?
Yeah.
What's up, trash pile?
That'd be so fun to be arguing,
trash face?
Arguing with a chick and just be like, you trash pile,
you
and walk
trash
away.
Trash pile.
That's a really rough diss, man. That is rough.
Without saying any cuss words.
You are a pile of trash.
Make you can that say worse. That to somebody on network TV.
That they won't even pick up. You're a pile of trash that no one will pick up.
You're an illegally dumped pile of trash that gets that orange tag from the city and sits there for a fucking month.
Damn, nobody wants you. Not even the garbage crew.
Wow. That's something right there.
What else you been watching?
So Letterkenny, I did a little bit of back watching the second season of Big Mouth.
Never heard of it.
Also another fun one. And then I finished watching the new season of Future Man.
Ah, dang it.
I've seen a lot about that. That looks like it sucks, but I've heard a lot of good
things. Was it better?
It's corny.
Yeah, the first
but
one,
it's good.
First one was up and down.
Yeah. So it's a corny-ish show, but I just basically turned it on this weekend and let it play as I did things around the house. It was pretty cool. Like, if I had to sit down and watch all of it, probably claw my eyes out. But it was okay to sit down and just go, whatever.
Whatever. Let this play. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. That's where I've gotten with Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which...
They were going to cancel that, and then they brought it back. Yep,
I always stand by that because, remember, the very, like, second week we ever podcasted, like, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to watch this Andy Samberg show. It's going to be terrible.
It's going to be terrible, yeah.
Then I came back, and I was like, it was pretty good.
Yep.
And I've watched every episode since. And they brought it back, and so now, but it's become our turn on in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch that? No.
And that's okay.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm like, dang it. I want to, it's just... Not interesting.
Right.
Just like, I watched A Night at the El Dorado. That's not what it's called. A Bad Night at Memphis. A Bad Night in a Hotel Room.
Isn't that a Quentin Tarantino movie?
It wishes that it was a Quentin Tarantino movie. Which Bray's going to disagree with. So Bray texted me and said it was a good movie, which it was a good movie. But that's what I got out of it. I was like, oh.
High Times at the El Camino?
Bad Times at the El Camino.
The Royal Camino? Royal. Shit.
Royale with cheese.
Oh, El Royale. El Royale. Yeah. That's what it is.
It has Jeff Bridges in it, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Ron Swanson's in it for 33 seconds.
Really?
Yep. I was excited and was like, oh.
Then he died.
No. Didn't die.
Oh, he walked out of a door and then never came back in.
It's completely healthy.
Yep. He's 100% alive and well with his wife, Megan Mullally.
Bad Times at the El Royale with cheese. Thank you, Chris. Yep. That is correct.
Is that on Netflix?
No. It's a Flixy. It's a Blockbuster. I rented it from Blockbuster.
Ah, yes.
Blockbuster rental.
Blockbuster video. Yay! I rented it from Blockbuster. We watched it. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
Nice.
The night before, we had watched the spy movie with Kate McKinnon and Ashton Kutcher's wife, Jackie from That 70s Show.
Mia
Kunis?
Yeah. Mia Kutcher. Her name would be now.
Mila?
Mila Kutcher? Mila Kutcher?
Why Mila Kutcher?
Oh my God, that movie was terrible. Kate McKinnon's damn funny too. I was so disappointed. I love Kate McKinnon. I think I'm in love with her.
I don't know who that is.
I think I'm thinking about leaving Kaylin for Kate McKinnon. I love her so much. She's so goddamn funny.
It's the blonde girl from SNL.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch current seasons of SNL.
You mean the lesbian?
Yeah, she's not necessarily the most attractive girl, but
no, she's a lesbian.
She makes me laugh.
She's an outspoken lesbian.
Is she really?
Yes.
You're making me upset, Jay.
Complete vocal lesbian, like you're super.
You're about to make me really upset.
Oh.
I will get up and leave my own house.
Put that Google search into your history right there, my friend. It's Kate McKinnon, yep, the lesbian.
You're right, she is. But, oh, I mean, I'm sure they're down to party.
Yeah, DTF. No, she's really pretty. Oh. I think she's...
It's
a different kind of pretty, not like smoking hot or anything, but
no, yeah, she is. But she's freaking hilarious.
Oh,
like,
she's so funny.
She makes me laugh so hard about everything.
So funny.
And she's so dry, just like
I actually watched SNL for the first time in like 10 years the other night.
How'd that go?
And she was on it. It was funny. It was a rerun from last year, but it was Will Ferrell and
openly
she was on it. Yep.
You pretty much fucking crushed my night, Jay.
He just literally dropped his phone. Didn't even turn the screen off. Just fucking dropped it.
kind of done with everything. I need more of that root beer.
Give me more of that root beer so I can forget about my problems. Kate McKinnon is a lesbian and will not love me sexually ever.
That sucks. Maybe she's bi, you know? Never know. Okay. Just playing.
Keeping that spark alive there, Jason.
There is a scene with her and Zach Galifianakis in a movie. I can't think of the name of it. They rob someplace, blah, blah, blah. But it is the funniest thing you'll ever see. They do a photo shoot together for their wedding or whatever. And if you watch that without crying, there's something wrong with you.
Fair. What's the movie?
It is so funny. I'm going to have to look it up. That's on Netflix. I know it is. But it's Zach Galifianakis and they're married. But he doesn't want to be married to her. And they do this whole like photo shoot with her in the swing and all this stuff. And they're in the trailer park. It is so funny.
In the trailer park?
Yes.
That's good.
And it's playing that. Oh, to say na 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 na.
Oh, yeah.
In ya. Yo, it's so. And they're like doing this photo shoot. And like, oh, it's so funny. Google that. Zach Galifianakis, Kate McKinnon. That's all you probably need to type in. It will pop up.
Oh, look. Chris has two screens this night. So he can do that for us.
Chris, what the did you watch? I want to do that for the intro. What the did you watch?
And then, I completely butchered the hell out of those names, but Masterminds?
That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, Masterminds.
Nice.
What'd you watch, Chris?
I watched actually a show, I haven't got through it yet, but called Sex Education.
Are you digging it?
I forgot we went through that too.
I actually am. It's very different. It's very British.
Chris is learning how to sex.
Kaylin liked it. I tuned out. I watched the first two episodes.
British?
And went.
You're not a good. You don't like British comms?
Yeah, no, British is fine. It was just boring.
Mm.
I mean, I liked it. It's.
See, I'm already tuning out of this conversation.
You're shaping up to be a good... Because, like, the very first scene, like, the very first episode, nudity, bam.
But she's like, so, do you like my tits? Do you want to come on them? I was like... It's like, whoa.
This is not attractive because of your crappy accent.
0 to 100. No, he's right.
Trash pile of an accent.
It also goes back to something that I've noticed, too, as we grow older and get older. The kid that's in it is the kid from Ender's Game.
Really?
He was like 8 years old, being all Ender's Game and, you know, saving the world and stuff. And
oh, and now he's sexual?
Like, it's like, so weird. So weird.
I liked Ender's Game.
It's a good movie. But
Tommy Lee Jones.
That is true. Yeah, right, so you like it, okay.
Yeah, I like it so far. I mean, pretty cool.
It's about teaching you how to have sex. Chris likes it.
Fuck well, yeah. The Ender's Game kid is a kid that's kind of slow to develop, slow with the sexual stuff, and his mom's a sex therapist.
Oh, okay, so yeah. I saw the preview for that.
With. That's what
yeah.
you're dealing with.
And the kid does the sex therapist on the other people at this high school? Or
yep, high school. He learns, he's like, oh, my mom's done it forever. I can be a sex therapist. And him and the hot girl that he wants, of course, duh, they start, you know, doing it. No, it's, does he wants the hot girl. Her? He wants the hot girl, but the hot girl's with the star athlete that correct. Treats her like
yep.
shit.
Yep.
Oh, stop me if you heard this before.
Right.
No, I'm sorry, Chris. I'm
but not, yeah, but it's a British
Chris
accent.
Has never heard this
It's his
before.
Favorite show. It's his favorite show. I'm just like, your show is garbage.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite show, but it's got me intrigued.
What's your favorite show, Chris? Hurry up. 3, 2, 1.
Frasier.
Oh, that's right. You talked about mm-hmm. that. That's right.
Actually, no, I take that back. The Simpsons.
You still watch that?
Fuck yeah.
Damn. Impressive. Hmm. Let's go to Simpson trivia and take Chris.
I could probably do pretty good.
I'm down.
But nobody does Simpson trivia because nobody cares.
Fuck you, Jay.
This show's still going.
People are interested in things that are cool, like Harry Potter.
I got really mad. Oh, someone famous tweeted, Harry Potter. Oh, the Aussie review guy. That guy is awesome.
Aussie man?
Yeah. Did you see his thing? It said Harry Potter is like a story for kids. And if you're an adult and you like it, put it down and go read something else. It's like, oh, you dick.
What a dick.
Like 50 Shades of Grey.
I was so mad. I was like, don't you hate it when someone you like does something that you don't agree with? And you're like, I fucking hate you. And then you just go to their next post and you're like, I love you. You were funny the whole time.
Did you see his review of the Gillette commercial?
Not yet. Is that hilarious?
It's actually pretty good.
We didn't talk. We didn't talk. Boom.
That was the last week's episode. I actually prepared myself for that conversation. We never had it. Good. Cool.
Gillette's the best a man could get. Let's end it at that.
Yep. Because my opinions are probably not the most popular. I'll let you think which one of you it is.
I just go by Matt Swansea, a local artist that we know, went artist, he's in a band, posted the picture with all the girls that had Gillette on their ass, and he was like, double standards.
Yep.
He's like, I love you, Swansea. It's like, people just don't understand that when a topic's hot and an advertisement gets in on that hot topic, when they don't even mean it.
Yep.
They're just trying to get you to get all rallied up and sharing it like everybody did.
All rallied up?
Yep. Gotcha.
Getting all rallied up.
Gotcha.
Got rallied up.
And then they're like, oh, I'm going to share this and blast it. It's like, yeah, you're spreading the advertising campaign. Good job for you, boy.
Yep. I'll keep using Gillette razors. I don't care.
You're so mad.
They work really well.
DollarShaveClub.com. I'm sponsored by them, too.
Harry's. Because of the condoms?
Yes.
Because you shave your pubis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just want everybody to
have a picture of a condom and a Harry's.
There we go. Condoms fit better when there's no hair.
Doesn't pull. The pullage.
Can't even wear those magnums with.
Yeah, the pull sucks.
You're worried about the pull around your lips, though. When you
fuck you. The ones between your hips.
Let your hips talk, whatever.
I'm marking this out.
Fair. That's fair. We should probably just mark everything out and be done. We've already made people laugh way too hard.
Rhodey sent me the worst way to die ever. I wanted to talk about that with Rhodey, but he's not here. The bikini climber, did you hear about this lady?
Mm-mm.
She was Taiwanese, I think.
Bikini?
Asian. She would climb things in a bikini, like mountains and stuff, you know. Woo, I'm on Instagram, getting them followers.
That's cool. Oh, okay. She was that.
She fell off a mountain, 60 feet, broke her leg. Like, oh, that sucks. People could hear her screaming for help, but they couldn't get to her because of a violent snowstorm. So she froze to death.
Damn. Because she was wearing a bikini. on a mountain that was probably already snow-covered. It's not like they just had a violent snowstorm just randomly. I guarantee it was a cold one. And she's like, oh, I'm so cold, but look, my nipples are getting hard. I'm in a bikini. Fell, broke my leg, and now I'm dead.
So I was just thinking, though, like, can you imagine falling 60 feet? You're like, oh, I'm going to die all the way down. You bang your leg up. You're like, oh, I'm still alive. I'm good. I fucking made it.
I win. And
then you freeze to death.
You don't win. You die from exposure. Which is the worst. It's like drowning, fire, exposure.
Okay. I was like, that's the worst way to ever die. Stupid. There was nothing worse than that. To go from hopeless to hope to hopeless again.
Did they at least post the video from her GoPro?
Probably not yet, but... That's what she would have said, though.
Make sure this gets on my Instagram. I need to follow it.
I want to die with a million followers.
Froze.
The sexual ladies on Instagram are just...
I'm on Instagram now.
Too much to handle.
I like Instagram. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. I don't despise any bikini post. Climbers. I do not discriminate against bikini climbers on Instagram.
It's fair. I post pictures of cooking stuff.
I follow them. Yep. I follow people that post cooking pictures. We should have talked about Netflix price hiking when we were talking about what we were watching. Mm. Netflix going up $2 a month. That's a pretty big one. Mm. Are you going to still subscribe?
I don't currently.
Good.
I mooch. Like,
are you still mooching off me?
No, Riley.
Damn it. I paid my debt, didn't I? Was my debt paid? I bought you a Roku and let you.
Yes, but I have an Amazon Fire Stick now because it's way better interface with the PlayStation View. PlayStation View is what we have now for our TV. It's awesome.
So you got rid of your Roku that I bought you?
No, it's in the guest bedroom. It's the kids' stick now.
Silent, sad song.
Oh, no, they love it more than we ever could, so.
Oh, okay. Nope. So they can watch
Vamprina?
Oh, that's right. You talked. Yeah.
Puppy Dog Pals.
Puppy Dog Pals.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about this.
You haven't got to the watching kids shows yet.
No.
Yep.
Trying to program him early. I'm playing like the shows that I would watch, like Lion King. And then I downloaded Lilo and Stitch because I love Lilo and Stitch and I will fight anybody that tells me I'm not allowed to. Lilo and Stitch came out in 2002. I was 18 years old, watched it in 2002, and have never let go. Stitch is the coolest creature ever.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Oh, God. Not gonna lie. And he builds the city, and then he tears it down. Rah, rah. She goes, oh, you built a replica of San Francisco. And he goes, blah, and just starts tearing it down. I was like, yep, I can identify with that little creature.
This guy's my jam.
But anyways, do not take that from me. But yeah, so Netflix went up, Hulu went down. Do you pay for Hulu? Because it just went down.
Nope.
Well, it's only $5.99. I suggest you get a month really? Or two. Yeah. But it has commercials, but they're not that many.
No, I don't. I actually have the premium package of Hulu that I don't pay for.
Damn, Jay.
I only pay for the
I need to meet
PlayStation
your,
View. I
need to meet your friends.
Yep. He's pretty cool. Pretty cool dude.
Oh, it's Riley Steele, cool too?
Dude. Yep.
Okay.
He paid for he goes, like, I asked him, I was just asking, like, I was like, hey, could I bum off your Hulu? And he was like, yeah, but hold on, let me upgrade to the premium so you don't have to watch commercials. And I was like, damn. Well, that's mighty fucking nice of you. I was like, that's completely unnecessary. Completely unnecessary. He's like, no, I want to do it. And I'm
that's
like,
so funny.
Okay. Like, thanks, man.
That's a real friend right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Hulu's better than Netflix personally, but
I don't like the interface.
The interface is garbage. Fuck that shit. Yeah. But they have better stuff.
They have pretty good shows, yeah.
I like that they have more what's on TV right now. Mm-hmm. So whenever you're in the mood, you can watch weekly stuff.
Right.
Because
Handmaid's Tale. Oh, shit.
I want to do the, Key and Peele. That's my shit. Love the valets. Oh, they're so funny.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you bought that Anne Hathaway's? I love that Anne Hathaway's. Oh, when they do a Game of Thrones, it is one of the best skits ever.
Yep.
Jon Snow be like, the dragon, Khaleesi's. Oh, Khaleesi's. They're restarting Game of Thrones. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, search for Game of Thrones, Key and Peele. You will laugh. Love that shit. We got two things I'm going to finish this podcast with today. I'm going to start doing some tech news. Not really. I just found some tech news.
This just in.
So apparently in Washington, this is real, Amazon has started letting these little robots called Scout robots deliver packages. That's happening. Not like, this is a design for the future. Drones, where they're pretending that
shit. So it's drones, or is it like robots
that roll around? They're little robots that roll around. They're little cars. They're called Scout robots. They've started delivering packages. It goes, and then it sends you a message. Hey, I'm out here. Come get your fucking package.
Holy shit.
And you walk out there, and there's a robot car.
There's a fucking robot.
With your package, and the package comes out, and you take it. This is real. It's not, in the future, this is our design for 2035. It's here. It's fucking crazy. So I'm trying to think, how do you feel about that?
I want to see, how they're going to, have someone just not kick that thing over and just take the package, like some kind of security thing, or is it inside some kind of box or whatnot?
Probably pretty secure.
Oh yeah, and there's
it's probably built like an ATM.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Kick the shit out of it, run it over, it's fine. You're just gonna destroy it and nothing's gonna happen.
Scout is the size of a small cooler, can roll along sidewalks, delivering packages to a customer's doorstep. The device is currently operating in Washington. The company announced on Wednesday. It's the latest development in Amazon's growing logistics business and the cutest last mile solution. Shut up.
Well, it's probably going to be one of those things where an actual delivery truck comes out and drops a bunch of these off in a neighborhood and then drives to the next neighborhood, drops a bunch of them off, and then they go do their thing in the neighborhood and then come back to a meeting point and they pick them up. That'd be my guess. So it's less of a they all come out swarming from a one local nest, if you will.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm too busy watching this infomercial.
Of
Scout.
You're actually watching the commercial of
Look
the
at it. So cute. I'm going to come to your doorstep. Hi. I brought your package.
It looks like a garbage.
You know what that's carrying right now?
Robot.
A Sibian.
Please. Please.
Yes. Sibian, look, it's a lady. She's like, oh, great. My dildo has arrived.
A dildo just pops out of the top. She's great. There
it was. Thanks, Scout.
I'm about to go finger blast myself.
I've never ordered one of those, but if I knew that was coming, I would order one.
For sure.
And then I would bend down and pat it on and said, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And then just pull your drawers down and start doing it right there in front of the robot to embarrass the robot.
You got to show dominance.
Yeah, duh.
Put the robot over. Bitch, I'm the
watch
fucking
me,
boss.
Watch me use my dildo on me. It's not even for me. It's for my wife.
Woo!
We're going somewhere.
Woo! Other tech news, Razer's coming back. I know we all were like,
the bendy
my God.
Phone?
Yep. Did you
I
see
saw
it?
That.
It's a fold up screen.
Yeah,
dude.
It's a fold screen.
How do you feel about that, Jay? We're cell phone connoisseurs.
That could be cool.
Chris is slow on the cell phone game, but we're like, I want that new
I still
shit.
Have my Razer and use it.
I got one in that drawer right there. I'm saving it because I was hoping it'd be worth money.
Right.
That's what this room is. I hope this will be worth money. That's what this whole thing is.
But you even told me before we started, you even told me, the ones that are worth money, I'm like, I'm never fucking selling that one.
But that's how it all works. Somebody comes in here, I'll pay you $1 million to podcast. No. We want to keep it indie.
And I would be like, he does not speak for the rest of us. Fuck Jason Tyree. We'll figure this out.
Jay, we'll lose creative control.
And fuck that. I don't care. $1 million. I will talk about whatever they want for however long they want me to if they're paying me $1 million a year.
Donald Trump podcast.
I can try. I can at least get through boring. $1 million worth.
So boring.
For $1 million worth.
Yeah.
We're not pro or against Trump. Just saying. Trying to do a Donald Trump bag after 20 minutes. I agree. I'd give him that $1 million. Okay. If I argued with that, I'd probably get divorced.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I would marry.
You did what?
Sister wives.
Want a divorce.
Yep. Sister wives.
razor that folds up.
Right.
How do we feel about that? How do you, the folding screen?
I hate that when it's folded up, that it looks exactly like an old razor. Hate that. Like, come on, guys.
Did you see the emojis at the bottom of it? That was so fucking stupid. So stupid.
Literally, it looks like a smartphone when you have it open, and it's like a screen, and then all of a sudden it goes, beep, bends in half and folds in half and clicks, and it looks like the outside of an old razor. I was like, does that mean you can't break the screen?
That's what I was trying to think. Like, if you fold it up and drop it?
Oh, no. Open. Because, you know, the whole screen's got to be flexible.
Yeah.
Ooh, so, point. What if you drop it on something sharp, does all those pickles just go crazy and look all, like, purple?
And then fix?
And then they don't.
Oh.
And then you have a razor. Then you have a fucking Motorola razor that's broken.
So, with it being... Yeah.
Welcome back to 1999.
With it being flexible... You're right, yeah. With it being flexible, is it fiberglass? That'd be so terrible.
Would you poke it? Could it get poked?
I'll poke it.
Can't put a screen protector on it.
Nope. Ooh, it's a flexible screen. You know they'll make that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It'll just be rubber, clear rubber.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. That's been the rave for, 3 years? Foldable screens, and people are pumped about it, and I'm just like...
Samsung claimed they had the first one.
Let me pull out this, this tiny ass little square and unfold it into this giant tablet that is my phone. It's like,
why?
I'm fine. 6.5 to 7 inches. I'm good.
It's all I need. It's all I've ever needed. Never had it, but it's all I've never needed. That's what I thought, anyway.
I should have known that before I opened my mouth. But hey, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm down. 6.5, 7 inches. I'm down. Count me down. Foldable phones. That's it. I got nothing else.
My wife got a Huawei phone.
Huawei? What is that?
It's a Chinese phone.
Did Riley turn her on to that?
Riley gave her his old one because he bought the biggest Mate 20X, which is literally like 8 inches long. It looks stupid. It looks so retarded. It's like the size of this fucking beer bottle.
And it's a phone?
Yep.
So it's like those cowboy wallets that stick out 6 inches out of your pocket?
It's a 100% a phablet. And even like the buttonology on it had to change to where you could take the home button that is usually in the middle screen that's locked. You can move that home button anywhere you want because you can't reach it with your thumb. Yeah.
Dude, even on my S8 Plus, sometimes I'll get frustrated because I can't one-hand it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I don't need much bigger than this because I'm going to get mad.
It's stupid gigantic, man.
Sometimes, you know, you just need to one-hand it.
Sometimes.
You don't need both hands. You know what I'm talking about.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Thank you guys for checking out. We love you. Next week, maybe Jay will be back. Maybe. I don't know what's happening.
I found out literally 25 minutes
ago. Here we go. Bang the head on the mic. Yeah. Nah. One day you'll hear Rhodey's voice on here, and I think Bray's coming. I don't know. We'll see. Thanks, everybody.
See y'all later.
Bye.
This is the GOAT wanting to thank you for listening to that episode of Casually Lit. Now I would also like to thank you for listening to us, Controllers and Keyboards. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch at /CNK Crew. Also, www.controllersandkeyboards.com.